everybody. Phones, please, phones away. Put your phones in the bin or on the side. I want to first thank, actually, Rabbi Muskin of Yick, who, when he reached out to me and said that they are bringing in the scholar in residence of Mrs. Michal Horowitz and I should hear her, before he even said anything, I said, don't ask me.
We know each other.
Yes, we know each other's coming. And you should know that Mrs. Halpern and I spoke about this in the beginning of the year when we saw the Yick thing. I said, and I see Michal's coming, and I will be bringing her to EULA. But I waited until Rabbi Muskin okayed it. But I kind of knew that was going to happen already. So I don't want to take any more of her time. I'm going to let Mrs. Horowitz do all the talking. And I apologize that I have to run to a meeting in the middle, but I'm so excited to be here again.
I don't think everyone has a hand.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure everyone has a source sheet. Okay. Good morning, ladies. Again, Erev Shabbos, and again, Erev Rosh Chodesh Adar Bat. My name is Michal Horowitz. I come to you from Woodmere, the Five Towns, New York, and I have been at EULA before COVID. A couple of times I was here, once with the OUS Coast Convention, once the EULA Shabbaton. It was before your time. I'm saying before, not before your time. Before you were in EULA High School, I was on the EULA Shabbaton as one of the annual speakers. So it's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited to learn with you. Mrs. Lufgas asked me to speak on Inyanei Diyoma. So what comes to mind when we talk about Inyanei Diyoma, the theme of the day, the matter of the day, the first thing that comes to my mind is Eretz Yisrael. And I think I'm Medina Yisrael, and since October the 7th, I think that has been the most primary national Inyanei Diyoma on the minds of all of us, the ongoing situation and the ongoing war that is taking place with our brothers and our sisters in Eretz Yisrael and Medina Yisrael. And the other Inyanei Diyoma is that it is Erev Rosh Chodesh Adar Bet and the month of Purim. So we are going to be combining these two topics in our learning today, the situation in Eretz Yisrael, as well as we're going to be learning a beautiful Medrash that relates to the topic of Purim. We're going to be starting with a poem. I have the handout here, so we're going to be starting actually on page 2, one of the poems that you see on page 2. So these two poems were composed by one of the greatest medieval Spanish Jewish poets, one of the greatest Jewish thinkers, Yehuda Halevi. Yehuda Halevi, let me give you a short biography so you know whose work we are going to be studying.
They know who we are. The 10th graders and the 11th graders know.
Very, very nice. Okay. So he was born in Toledo, Spain, about 1,000 years ago in 1085 Common Era. He died in Jerusalem sometime after 1140. Although he chose medicine as his profession, he showed an early love and a talent for poetry. He studied in Arabic and the Spanish poets of his time, but he was inspired to write in the Hebrew language of the Bible. Later in life, he moved to the Spanish city of Cordova, which was a Muslim city at the time. Although he had an honored position as a physician, he did not feel comfortable there, and over time, his yearning for the Holy Land grew deeper and deeper. After the death of his wife, the elderly Yehuda Halevi decided to set out on a journey to the Holy Land of Eretz Yisrael. He left behind family, he left behind friends. They discouraged him from taking such a long journey at that stage in his life. And also for us today, okay, you got on the plane and 10 hours later from here, but some hours later from the West Coast, not in a relatively long time, you find yourself in Eretz Yisrael 1,000 years ago. It was a very difficult and very dangerous journey that would take weeks, if not months, sailing by ship. And after a stormy passage, he arrived in Alexandria, Egypt. And despite the pleading of his friends, do not continue. It's not difficult for us to imagine what the journey was like then. It's actually impossible for us to imagine what the journey was like then. And also, when you arrived in Eretz Yisrael, it didn't look like the Medina Yisrael that we see today. Then when we arrived in Eretz Yisrael, it looked like a land that was in desolation. It was 1,000 years after the Churban Beit HaMikdash, and it looked like a desolate, barren, empty land. And yet for this land, Yehuda Halevi pined his whole life. After a stormy passage and arriving in Alexandria, Egypt, despite the pleadings of his friends and his comrades, do not continue, he started on a difficult land route. It is related that as he came near the city of Yerushalayim, he was overpowered by the sights of the Ir HaKodesh, the holy city. He sang beautiful poems to Tzion, and at some point shortly thereafter, he died. He remains one of the most celebrated philosophers and specifically poets of our time. So we're going to begin with one poem from Yehuda Halevi, which is the second poem you see on page 2. This phrase has become so famous. Libi b'mizrach v'anochi b'sof ma'arav. I am in my heart. My heart is in the east. And I am at the ends of the west. We are geographically so far from Eretz Yisrael. But my brothers and sisters, I just spoke to my son before I came here. They were 3 hours ahead of us in New York. And he said that they had a speaker who goes to Hank High School. Maybe some of you have heard of it. He says they had a speaker, a soldier who was on leave. He's been fighting in Khan Yunis. He's been fighting in Gaza. And he came and he spoke to the kids in the school. We are so far geographically from Eretz Yisrael, but primary in our minds is our holy land, the beloved land of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yehuda Levi says, Libi b'mizrach, v'anochi b'sof ma'arav. My heart is in the east, but I am so far away. I am all the way at the end of the west. Now let's look at the rest of the poem. Eich atama et asher ochal, ve'eich ya'arav. How can I even taste what I am eating? Ve'eich ya'arav, ayin reish bet. It is extremely important in your learning of all of Lashon HaKodesh to focus on Shorashim. Ayin Reish Bet means pleasing or pleasant. Pleasing or pleasant. Eich atama et asher ochal. How can I even taste the food that I'm eating? Ve'eich ya'arav. Is it pleasing to me? How can I enjoy my food? Eicha ashalem nidaraiva asarai. Ba'od siyan bechavel adam. Ba'ani bechavel arav. How shall I render, how shall I fulfill my vows and my bonds when Sion is in the chains of Edom? We are currently in Galut Edom. We are in the final and fourth Galut. Rome, Edom, Romi, who destroyed second Beit HaMikdash. We are still in that Galut. And 1,000 years ago, so was Rabbi Yehuda Levi. Sion is in the chains of Edom. And I am in the chains of Arabia. Yakal ba'inai azov kol tuv sfarad. It would be easy in my eyes to leave all the goodness of Spain. It's a question that I ask myself. We are obviously at very different stages of our lives. But it's a question that I ask myself. Is it easy for me to leave all the bounty, the superficial, the materialistic goodness of Chutz Arts? If it was so easy for me, would I still be living in Woodmere, New York? And yet Yehuda Levi 1,000 years ago, Yakel ba'inai is of kol tuv sfarad. It is so easy for me to leave all the bounty of Spain. Kamo yakar ba'inai ra'ot afarot devir nechvav. Like it would be so pleasing, so precious, so pleasant, so beautiful for me. I want to even see the dust of Har Tzion, the dust of devir nechvav. Devir is a word that refers to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I want to see the dust of the destroyed place of your holy temple. I am willing to give up all the bounty of Chutz Arts. If 1,000 years ago I could sail stormy seas and cross barren deserts to come to a barren, empty land, all I want is to see the destroyed places of your holy temple. Of course, he wants to see the temple rebuilt, but I would exchange everything in Arabia just to see Har HaMayis. Let's look at that poem once more. Libi b'mizrach v'anochi b'sof ma'arav. Does everyone understand the poem in our translation? Libi b'mizrach v'anochi b'sof ma'arav. Eich atama et asher ochal ve'eich ya'arav. Eicha shalem nadai v'asarai ba'ad siyan b'chevel adam v'ani b'chevel arav. Today, we might say, how is my food pleasing to me and how can I enjoy it? And 134 hostages are being held chained by the enemy. And they are being held in the prisons of Hamas in the Gaza Strip, Yimach Shemam. How can I enjoy my life when I think of their mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and grandparents and aunts and uncles who for 152 nights have gone to sleep not knowing where their immediate family members? How can my food be pleasing to me? How can I enjoy? And yet my love for Eretz Yisrael is so passionate. It would be easy in my eyes to leave all the goodness of Spain. Because it is so pleasing and so precious to me to see even the dust of holy Har Tzion. Turn over your handout to page 1. We're going to go through this very beautiful Medrash Esther Rabba. Hamas launched a battle, not only against Medina Israel. I saw something very powerful The other day, I was reading an article, and it said on October 7th, the terrorists did not say kill Israelis. This is not a war against Israelis. It is not a war against Medina Yisrael. They didn't breach the border and say kill the Israelis. They said kill the Jews. It is a war against Am Yisrael, but this war did not begin on October 7th. And it did not begin in my grandparents, four Holocaust survivor grandparents' generation in Nazi Germany. It began much, much before that. So let's look at three different psukim before we go to the Medrash from three different Sifrei Tanakh. Sefer Bereishit, Sefer Shemot, and Megillat Esther. On the top of page one, you have three different sources. Okay, what is Bereishit 27? Yaakov Avinu dresses up in the hunting garments of Esav because his mother Rivka told him to do so. And she says, you have to trust me, my son. He dresses up, he gets the bracha first from his father. Yitzchak is old, he wants to give blessings. Esav comes home and he says, I'm ready. And father says, what? You were just here. Who was the one who was just here? And Esav says, is his name called Yaakov? He tricked me two times. He took my bechor and he took my bracha. Sefer Bereishit, Chof Zayin Mem Aleph, the first source on page one. Vayishtom Esav et Yaakov ala bracha sher bercho aviv. And this is in Parsha Toldot. And the Pasuk tells us, and Esav harbored hatred in his heart for Yaakov, for the blessing the father blessed him. Vayomer Esav belibo, and Esav said in his heart, Yekruvu yimei evel aviv ahargat Yaakov achi. Esav took a vow. By the way, who is the original Amalek? Like the biblical original Amalek. We're coming up to Parsha Zachar. Tomorrow's Parsha Shkalim, but in 2 weeks, right before Purim, we read Parsha Zachar. So the original biological Amalek is a grandson of Esav. Esav has a son named Eliphaz. Eliphaz has a son named Amalek. So the original Amalek is actually a grandson of Yaakov and of Esav. And Amalek carries the promise of Esav, his grandfather, in his heart forever. What is the promise of Esav, his grandfather? Esav harbored hatred towards Yaakov for the blessing the father blessed him. And Esav said in his heart, Yekruvu yimei evel aviva hargat Yaakov achi. When my father dies, I will kill my brother Yaakov. His grandson Amalek and Yaakov's grandchildren, Bnei Yisrael. Amalek has for all time kept the promise of Esav alive and well in their hearts. Let's go to the next pasuk. And the reason I bring you these two psukim is because these are the psukim that the Medrash is based on. Now we go to the next, the first national galut, which was Mitzrayim. Galut Mitzrayim, the Shib of Mitzrayim. After Purim, we celebrate Pesach. And on Pesach, we don't only celebrate Yitzhak Mitzrayim, but we commemorate the Shib of Mitzrayim, that day we were enslaved in Egypt. We were in Egypt for 210 years, and it was a very long galut. So let us look at the next pasuk on your handout. That is the last pasuk in Sefer Parshat Shmot, actually, the end of Perak Aleph. So Paro comes up with a plan, and he is going to kill all the Jewish babies. And he calls them Yaldech Ivriot, so Shema Echad Shifra, V'Shem Hasheni Pua. What does he say to them? Yaldech Enet Ivriot, Re'itim Avyanim, Re'itim Al Ha'avnayim, Im Ben Huva Mitin Otov, Im Bad Hiu Techayim. He calls the Jewish midwives, and he says, when you see on the birthing stone, if it's a boy, he shall die. If it's a girl, she shall live. Except that his plan doesn't work, because the Miyado keep the babies alive. So he is desperate. So he comes up with plan B. Plan A doesn't work. Get the Miyado to kill the babies as soon as they come out of their mother. So let's go to plan B. What's plan B? Vayitzav Paro l'chol amo lemar. Paro commands his entire nation. And he says, Kol ha-ben ha-yulad ha-ya'ar tashlichu v'chol ha-bat t'chayun. Every male baby into the river, and every girl she shall live. This is what we commemorate on the El Seder. We drink 4 cups of wine, red wine, to remember the blood of the Israelites that was spilled. We dip a piece of karpus in salty water to remember their tears. We eat harosa to remember the bricks. And so part of Leil Seder is not only the Tiyat Mitzrayim, but it's the Shibud Mitzrayim. And Paro commands his whole nation, saying, every male born into the river, and every girl she shall live. One more pasuk. So we have a pasuk where Esau vows to kill Yaakov. We have a pasuk where Paro vows to kill all of the Jewish males. And the third pasuk, which brings us to Purim, which we celebrate in 2 weeks. Ayishach svarim biyad haratzim. And letters are sent in the hands of the runners. This is after Haman and Ahasuerus have their famous meeting. What's their famous meeting? Haman cannot stand Mordechai. Why does Haman not like Mordechai? Because Mordechai lo yichva v'lo yishtachava. Everybody bows down to Haman, the prime minister. They give him kavod and honor. And Mordechai refuses to bow down because Mordechai does not bow down to anybody except the Ribono Shel Olam. And Haman, besides for being Mizara Amalek, besides for the rishos of Haman that he wants to destroy an entire nation because of this, we learn something so important from Haman. Haman says, V'chol zeh einenu shoveli, v'chol eid asher ani roa Mordechai Yehudi Yosef b'shar melech. Haman says, my entire life does not matter. All the blessings in my life, my wealth, my fame, my position in government, my wives, my children, nothing matters. But I see Mordechai sitting on the gates of the palace of the king because he will not bow down to me. What do we learn from Haman? One of the things we learn from Haman. Ezu chacham alo made me call Adam. Haman teaches us that when a person focuses on what they don't have, instead of giving thanks for what we do have, ultimately he will self-destruct. It is the antithesis and the opposite of what it means to be a Jew. The first thing that we say every day when we wake up, hopefully, is Moda Ani Lefanecha. The first thing we say every morning when we wake up is, thankful am I before you, the living and everlasting King. The first word out of a Jew's mouth is Moda. Every day when we receive Rosh Hashanah back, we are called Yehudim because Leah said upon Oda et Hashem. Haman is the antithesis of this. Haman teaches us to focus on what you don't have instead of what you do have. And it's a challenge. Because the Yetzer Hara often wants us to focus on the things that we lack. But it is the way of a Jew to focus on all the bounty in our lives. On everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Haman's downfall, besides the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never let Am Yisrael be destroyed, Haman's downfall is because he perseverates on what he cannot have. He even says, Chol zeh einenu shoveli. Imagine all the wonderful things in my life do not matter if this Jew will not bow down to me. So he gets together with Ahasuerus. And they plan to kill all the Jews. And they send letters to all the provinces of the king. So let's look at Esther 3:13. Parakim pasukid gimel. V'nishlach svarim biyad haratzim. Letters are sent in the hands of the runners. Al kol medinot hamelach. To all the provinces of the king. Lahashmid, laharog, ulahabed et kol ayhudim. What are they going to do to the Jews? Lahashmid, to destroy, laharog, to kill, laabed, to absolutely get rid of all the Jews. Minar va'ad zakein, from youth to elderly, taf b'nashim, babies and women, b'yam echad, in one day. They had on October 7th, planned. B'shlosh asar l'chodesh shneim asar l'chodesh adar, u'shlalam mavos. On the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, and their bounty is for the taking. This is what they planned. It's no different than what our enemies plan today. Let us look at this Medrash. This Medrash is going to connect the different enemies of Am Yisrael, starting with Esav, to Paro, to Haman. Look at Medrash Esther Rabbah, Parsha Zayin, Simon Chaf Gimel. It says on your handout, Medrash Esther Rabbah 7:23. Wait, I should stop and ask, are there any questions at this point? Okay. Amar Rabbi Levi, Medrash Esther Rabbah, Zayin Chaf Gimel. Amar Rabbi Levi, Arurim Heim Harishaim. Rabbi Levi says, cursed are the wicked. Shehem Misaskim Be'etzar Ra Al Yisrael. Why are the wicked cursed? Because each one comes up with a better plan against Israel. What does Misaskim mean? Misaskim, Mithaskim, from the word Isaac. You say every morning in Birkat HaShachar, hopefully, La'asok b'divrei Torah. Your business should be to be involved in words of Torah. Your Esek is Torah. Mit askim means Eitzar al Yisrael, Esek. What is the primary occupation of the Rasha'im? Their primary Esek, their primary business, their primary plan is to destroy Am Yisrael. V'chol achad v'achad mehem yo'eitz l'fi darko. But each and every one comes up with a way to improve the plan of his predecessor. But Omer, and each one says, Atzasi tova me'atzascha. Each enemy says, I will improve over my predecessor. my method of climbing against Am Yisrael will be better than the one who came before me. Esav Amar, Esav said, Shotahaya Kayin. Kayin was a fool. Esav looks at Kayin and he sees, well, how do you kill your brother? Esav wants to kill his brother. So he looks at Kayin who killed his brother and he says, well, how did Kayin kill his brother? He was a shota, he was a fool. Shaharag et achiv b'chayei aviv. Why was Kayin a fool? Because he killed his brother Hevel, but his father was still alive. What happened? How many children, how many sons did Adam and Chava actually have? I can't hear, I'm hearing us. Three. Yeah? So Kayin, Hevel, what was the third? Shase. Parakei, the beginning of Parakei, Shia Shase. So what does Esav say? Kayin wants to get rid of all competition. Kayin wants world dominion. So he killed Hevel, but what's the problem? He left his father alive. So in the meantime, his father went, his father and another son Shase, who the whole world comes from. So his plan wasn't good. Kayin was not successful at eradicating the competition. How could he leave his father alive? His father had more children, another child. So Esav says, we're in line 3 of the Medrash. Didn't he know his father is going to be fruitful and multiply? Ani eini osakach. So Esav says, I'm going to be smarter than Kayin. Ella, how am I going to be smarter than Kayin? How am I going to kill my brother? Yikruvu yimeirvo aviva harga Yaakov achi. That's the pasuk that we went through above. So Esav looks at Kayin and he says his method was deficient. He wanted to root out the competition, so he kills his brother, but his father's alive and his father's another child. Well, Esav says, I'm going to be better than that. When the days of mourning come close for father, then I'll kill Yaakov. I'm not going to do what Kayin did. I will kill my brother once my father is no longer. Along comes Paro. And Paro says, Shota haya Esav. Paro says, you know, Esav was a fool. Bechilo haya yodea sha'achiv pareverave bechaye aviv. Paro looks at Esav and he says, you know, he wasn't successful either in eradicating his enemy. Why? Did he not know that his brother, Yaakov, would be fruitful and multiply in the lifetime of father? So in other words, what's the problem? Esav's trying to be better than Kayin. Kayin left father alive, who had more children. So Esav says, I'll wait till father dies, then I'll kill my brother. Except that while he's waiting for father to die, what does Yaakov Avinu go and do?
Multiplying.
Who's talking? I can't hear. Yeah.
Multiplying.
He what?
Yaakov's multiplying at this time.
I have a hearing loss.
Sorry.
Yaakov?
Yaakov's multiplying at this time.
Yaakov, exactly. While we're waiting for Yitzchak to die, he lives to 180. What does Yaakov do? He goes to Lavan. He marries 4 wives. He has 13 children. By the time his father dies, Yaakov is a whole multitude of nation. So Paro says, Paro, Moshota, Haya Esav. Esav was also a fool. V'chilo haya yodea sh'achiv parave rave b'chaye aviv. Didn't he realize that while he's waiting for father to die, his brother is going to have children? Ani eini osakach. I'm not going to do that, said Paro. Ela, al di'inun di'kikin tachat kirese imotehen. When the babies have just emerged from their mother's stomach, ana mechanik lahon. Paro said, when the babies emerge from their mother's stomach, that's exactly when I'm going to kill them. So everyone's going to be better than the one who came before. Kayin was the first murderer in the world. He tries to kill his brother. He does kill his brother, but father's alive and father is Shase. So Esav says, he's a fool. I'm going to do better than him. I'm going to wait till father dies so father can have more children. Then I'll kill my brother. In the meantime, his brother went and he established the whole nation. Paro comes along and says, they were both fools. I will root out the problem right when it starts. When the baby emerges from the mother's stomach, ana mechanik lahon. We will strangle the baby. Hadehu dichtiv, says the Midrash, akol bena yilada yar tashlichuhu. Every male baby will be born into the river. Haman amar. Along comes Haman and Haman harasha. Mizara amalek. So rare hayehudim. Haman looks at everyone who came before. And he said, your methods were all deficient. None of you were successful. Paro shotahaya. Haman says, Paro was a fool. Why was Paro a fool? What was wrong with Paro's killing method?
He left the girls.
Ah! Sha'amar kol ben yora tashlichu. Paro said, throw the males into the river. V'chilo haya yodea, shahabano noso paro verovo. Did he not know that if you leave the girls alive, you're still going to have a nation of Israel? Ani eini osakach. So Cain left his father alive. Esav waits till father dies, but in the meantime, his brother establishes a family. Pyro leaves all the girls alive. Along comes Haman. He says, I'm going to be better than everybody. What's Haman going to do?
Kill them.
Kill them all. In one day, there won't be a problem. The father won't have more children. The brother won't have more children. I won't leave the girls alive. Lahash, we largo abid. At kol yudhi, minar vadzakein, tafen hashim, b'yamachad. Perfect. We'll get rid of everyone at one time. And there won't be Am Yisrael. 2,000 years later, we post Harab Bambayi Cheney. Who's still here and who's not here? Somehow, miraculously, Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. Kol Yisrael is here. And all the nations and all the enemies with all of their plans have been destroyed. What about in the future? It's so beautiful. Look inside. Va'af Gog u'Magog. Va'af Gog u'Magog la'asid lavo. What's going to happen in the end of days? When Mashiach comes, the car of b'mehera b'yameinu mamish. What's going to happen? Af Gog u'Magog la'asid lavo. Asidu marshotim hayu rishonim. Gog u'Magog will say, I know why nobody was successful. Cain wasn't successful. Esau wasn't successful. Paro wasn't successful. And Haman wasn't successful. And as I can't even say horrific as it was, and I say this with the utmost reverence for that generation, because my four grandparents are all Shoah survivors. Three of them were married before the Shoah, and they had children. Even Hitler, please don't misunderstand my statement, was not successful. What he wanted was to destroy what? Not 6 million Jews. What Hitler wanted was to destroy every single Jew who lived in the world. He wanted you to not be here on Yule Friday morning learning Torah. He wanted me not to be here teaching Torah. He literally wanted every single Jew in the whole world to be destroyed. Hitler did not think 6 million was enough. So in the future, along will come Gog u'Magog, and Gog u'Magog is going to say, you know what? They were all wrong. But you would think that everyone, at some point, everyone's improving on everyone else. By the way, Gog u'Magog, Magog is the name of the nation that will launch the cataclysmic attack against Israel at the dawn of the Messianic era, and their king is going to be Gog. So Gog is the king, and Magog is the nation that he leads who will launch the attack against Israel in the dawn of the Messianic era. So Gog and Magog thinks they're going to be smarter than everyone else. Va'af Gog and Magog la'asid lavo. Asid lomar shotim hayu rishonim. Gog, the king of Magog, will say, you know what? They all did not know what they were doing. Cain, Esav, Paro, Haman, Hitler, Sinwar, the leader of Hamas, Yimach Shmam, Vezichram. Gog and Magog is going to say, I'm going to be smarter than everybody. Shahayu misaskim be'etos in malcheihem al Yisrael. V'lo hayu yodin sheyesh lem patron b'shamayim. Ani eini osekein. Ela hareini mizdavegim patron tchida. What is Gog and Magog going to say? What was the problem with everyone else? Who understands what the Medrash is saying? Yes.
They didn't cut off their relationship with Hashem.
They what?
They didn't cut off their relationship with Hashem.
Who didn't cut off their relationship with Hashem?
Like all the other enemies.
All the other enemies.
Hashem is still going to protect them.
They what?
That Hashem is still going to protect them.
Oh, so what's the problem? All the other enemies attack the kings of Israel. But what is Gog and Magog going to do? They're going to attack as if such a thing were possible. Their protector. That's exactly right. Gog and Magog says, listen, you know why they all got it wrong? Because clearly this is a larger problem than just Am Yisrael. They have a protector in Shemayim. So Gog and Magog is going to come along and say, you know, they are all idiots. Shotim Hayu. All of them were fools. Because they came with their plots against the kings of Israel, meaning against Am Yisrael themselves. Whether it was the men, or the women, or the children, or the seniors, or the babies, it doesn't matter. They were fighting a people. Very nice. They have a protector, says Gog and Magog. Clearly, someone's protecting this nation in heaven. Ani eini osekein. So I am going to be smarter than everyone who came before. Allah harveini mizdaveg im patron techila. Who will I fight against, says Gog and Magog? Kosh Baruch Hu, God, their protector in heaven. V'achar kach, ani mizdaveg lahem, I'll take care of them after. But I clearly realize that there's a higher power who is ensuring the survival of all of us throughout the generations. Hadahu dichtiv, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yisyatsu malchei eretz rozim nosodu yachar al Hashem v'amashicho. The princes of the world will get together and they will battle against God and his Mashiach. So they think they're finally going to root out the problem, the survival of Israel. We'll get rid of the Jewish problem. But it's not about the Jews, it's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu who protects us. If we fight against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we'll finally, after all the millennia, figure out how to ruin Am Yisrael. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say to Gog and Magog, Rasha. Baruch Hu, Rasha. Yata bali zaveik. Yeah, the lady in the back, the girl in the back. The young lady in the back. Rasha, Liata bali zaveik. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to say? Li ata bali hizdaveg.
You're coming to like attack me.
You're coming against me, Kosh says. Kame gidudim Yeshuf and I. What's gidudim? Who knows? From Birkas God. What who's God? This is so gorgeous, by the way. I noticed when it came in. Mrs. Lift, that's for me, the girls made it. It's unbelievable. Where's God? What's God? A troop will troop forth from God. Gidud Yidgag. God is a troop. Kame gidudim yesh lefanai. How many troops do I have before me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kame brakim, kame ra'amim. How many thunderclaps? How many lightning bolts? Kahi dechtiva yer Hashem b'kol gada. Like the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying what? Hashem thundered with a great noise. Kame srafim, kame malachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, how many emissaries do I have? You think you're going to fight against me? I have troops, I have angels, I have Srafim, I have thunder, I have the entire world and all of nature at my disposal. Can I finish the Medrash or should I take, yeah. Allah givurti teitzev in echamesimach. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what's givurti? Oh, very nice. Hagibor shali, my own strength will come out and fight you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hadahu dechtiv, like the Pasuk says in Zechariah, v'yatza Hashem v'nilcham b'goyim ha'im. Hashem himself will come out in the end of days and fight against Gog the king and Magog the nation who will try to stop Melech HaMashiach from coming to redeem us, which they will never be successful. You have a question?
Yeah, isn't this what they tried to do in Parshas Noah with the Tower of Babel?
Isn't what they tried to do?
Isn't
oh, very nice, by the Tower of Babel. Yeah, so they were also not successful.
Yeah.
So Hashem dispersed them throughout the world. But we see that even today, the enemy believes that they can fight Kaviyachal against Am Yisrael, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I myself will come out and fight against you. You will never be successful. And finally, the Medrash ends. Hashem on that day will be king over the whole earth. His name will be one. And his godliness will be one. I want to tie this in to Chayalei Tzva HaGan al Yisrael. Amdim al Mishmer Tzeinu, v'arei Elokeinu, migvol halavonan, v'ad mibar Mitzrayim, u'min hayom ha'gadol ad levo ha'arava. U'b'chom ha'kom she'e, b'yabasha, b'avir, b'yom. Do you think about those words? Do we think about the faces of all the fallen soldiers, the lives that were given for us, not only for Medina Yisrael, for every Jew all over the world? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kame gidudim yesh lefanai. They are emissaries of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have troops, I have shlichim, I have angels. I was zochah to be in Eretz Yisrael in January. And we had a very meaningful trip. Has anyone been to Eretz Yisrael since October the 7th? Just by show of hands. Okay, so I'm not sure what you did when you were there, but it's a very, very... Oh, one of you told me we went tomato picking together, which I didn't know. We went tomato picking together in January. Did you come when we went to Starod and the Reim Nova Music Festival?
Yeah.
All right. On Tu B'Shvat, that was Monday. Thursday was Tu B'Shvat. And Thursday of Tu B'Shvat... What am I hearing? The girls from outside?
Yeah, wait, there's like a class is waiting to come in here, so we have to go.
Ms. Liftglass told me I have till 11:15.
I think it was a miscommunication.
Oh, what time do I have until?
Like 1 more minute.
1 more minute?
3. 3? 3.
Yeah. I thought 11:15, that's why. I was... Hashem's going to help us. I thought I told 11:15. Let's go. On Thursday, on Tu B'Shvat, we went to the Kotel Plaza. I have to tell the story fast forward. We went to the Kotel Plaza. It was the only day of the trip that we did not have a set plan. We weren't volunteering that day. We weren't in the South that day. We weren't sandwich making. We went to pay Shiva calls to fallen soldiers' family. We went to Shloshim and Har Herzl. We went to Levaya and Har Herzl. Hashem Yirachem Aleinu. Thursday was the only day we did have plans. Everywhere I went, I tried to speak to the soldiers, and I told them, "Kama ha'karat ha'ktov yeshlanu, masha atem osim la'am Yisrael, zahalochem shalol rak medina Yisrael, zahalochem shal kol yudim b'chol olam, hasabim shali ha'yunot zlei sha'a, v'lo haya medina, v'lo haya tzava, v'lo haya af echad v'agen al hasabim shali, v'atem lochlim lochamim et alochem shal kol ha'am shalanu gamki." Then I told them a little Dvar Torah, and then, which I don't have time to tell you, and then it was the Kotel Plaza. It was a beautiful sunny day in a very rainy week. And all of a sudden, my husband said, "Oh, the soldiers are getting in formation." So they form a large square, and there's a podium in the middle of the square. There must have been, there's at least 100 soldiers, maybe more than 100. And to the middle of the podium of all the soldiers milling around the Kotel Plaza, the three that I went over to speak to, Stam, random, not knowing, one of them gets up to the middle and he makes a speech. And I said, any speech that he's making must be worthwhile. I had just thanked him on behalf of my family and Medinat Yisrael and Am Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz Jews and my grandparents, may their memories be for a blessing. So he makes this speech. And after he screams, Am Yisrael Chai, and they scream, Am Yisrael Chai, and I run over to him after. There's a formation of, I don't know, 100, 125 soldiers. I run to the middle, to the podium, and I say to him, Ani rat dibarti itcha. He says, Ken. I say, Ani moram in New York. Me'ot anashim shomim et hashiurim shali. Ani rotzal lagidu kulam ba'olam ma'ashata ma'ata achshav el ha'chayalim. He says, okay, only in Israel. Now the security, this random lady runs to the middle of the formation. She's like, I just spoke to you. I want a copy of your speech. He's like, oh, okay. So he puts his speech down on the podium. And I take a scan. I know, I just found out I don't have the amount of time I thought I had.
Oh, you have another 5 minutes.
Don't worry about it. I have 5 minutes?
Yeah, older teachers know.
Baruch Hashem. Okay. Mashiach Tzidkenu Yavol V'Yigalenu. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro.
Amen.
So, and the crazy thing is that of all the soldiers I chose to speak to, these are the three I went over to. I didn't know he was the captain. He was the seren of the whole platoon. My son said to me, Mommy, didn't you know he was wearing a different uniform than all the other soldiers, which I knew. But you think I know about who wears which uniform? Everybody else was dressed in their green fatigues. He was wearing dark pants and a gray shirt, and his beret was different color. I didn't know who was sent. So I run to the middle of the formation. I'm like, I just spoke to you. Can I have a copy of your speech? So he said, okay, no security, nothing. I said, I teach hundreds of people. I want to tell everyone what you said. I said, could I have the original? My friend said, Michal, you had the chutzpah to ask him for the original. Yes. So he says to me, I can't give you the original, but you could have a copy. So I scanned it there on the podium. This is Kotel Plaza, Tu B'Shvat Tafshin Pei Dal. And I want to tell you what he said to finish our share. We began with Rabbi Yehuda Levi 1,000 years ago. He was willing to give up all the pleasures of Spain, to stay all the stormy seas, to arrive in a barren desert wasteland of Eretz Yisrael just to see the dust of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We went to a Medrash that teaches us that every enemy thinks they are going to destroy us, but we are here as living proof that we have a Kodesh Baruch Hu on our side. Rabbi Riskin, who founded Efrat, amongst other things, says to be alone with God is to be with the majority of one. And Gog and Magog is going to come, and they're going to say, we're going to fight against their God. God is going to say, don't you know I have so many troops? Thunderclaps, lightning, angels, you think you're going to be better than everyone else in history? It concludes the Medrash that we learned. So some people told me they don't hold of the speech so much. I don't agree with them at all, or I wouldn't be sharing it. Because he doesn't mention a Kodesh Baruch Hu. To me, this is the courage and heroism of the Jewish neshama, who mentions the holy stones of the Kotel and the prayers of thousands of generations of Jews. If that is not a Jewish neshama, then I don't know what is. Kimifakeid pulogot totchanim. I am the commander of this artillery division. Omer ani kan hayom bipnechem. Tu bishvat tafshem pei dalet. I stand here before you today. Liyad kotel hama'aravi. Samel hakdusha. The Kotel Maravi is a symbol of holiness and the tenacity of Am Yisrael. B'makom zeh, in this place, shebo dima'ot v'tfilot nishbechot l'orach darot. That to me is a Jewish neshama connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is a place of Kedusha, a place of tenacity of Am Yisrael. In this place, the tears and the prayers of all the generations have been spilled. Ani pona aleichem, I turn to you. Lo chamim v'lo chamot ha'atid shel Medina Yisrael. You are the future fighters of Medina Yisrael. God's going to say to Gog and Magog, you think I don't have shlichim at my disposal? You know how many troops I have? You think you're going to win over me? Haman couldn't do it. Hitler couldn't do it. Sinwar couldn't do it. Esav couldn't do it. You think you're going to do it? Achshav torchem amod b'rosh hakav. It's your turn to stand at the front of the line. Lehilachem v'lahagen al medina abatenu. It's your turn to defend our home, our state. Ha'amunah hazu, this faith. Ha'chozek hazah shebechem, this strength within you. Hu sheyisadchem kadima b'sha'ot hakashot. It will carry you forward in difficult times. Kol achad v'achat mikem hu chelek mesharsharot arukah. You are all a link in a long chain. Shel gibura u'misirut. Of heroism and self-sacrifice. Sharsharat shalom nifsakat me'az kum ha-medina v'arayam. A chain of sacrifice, faith, strength, and heroism that has not diminished from the time the state was established until today. Ha-mishima shalifaneinu eina pshuta. The task before us is not easy. Achani yodea shekulchem muchanim la'amor ha-mishma. I know you are all ready and prepared to stand on guard. Atem tishmu al bitochan ha-medina. Tiganu al chayeha ezrachim, v'tishmu al orchenu hamerkazim. You will stand for the defense of the state. You will protect the lives of the citizens. You will guard our core values. Ve'enenu ve'enayim shalacham ani ro'ah ta'ometz. In your eyes, I see courage. I see hatmada hamichuyavut l'mishima. I see persistence and responsibility for the task. I'm skipping because now I see the time. Beruach shel koach v'achdut, in the spirit of unity. Na'amod yachad, together we will stand. V'nochiach she'en koach ba'olam she'yuchal lishpor otanu. Go tell that to Paro and Esav and Haman and Hitler and Sinwar. With unity we will stand together because there is no power in the world that can destroy us. Anu namshich lihilachem l'man ha'shalom. We will continue to fight for peace. We will continue to fight for our values and our state. Achshav torchem lechtov et haperek haba b'sipur hagvura shel Am Yisrael. It is your turn to write the next chapter. Think of the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. Write another chapter. It's the chapter of Hakamat HaMedina ba'eretz shelanu. Lachu v'tiyu ge'im, go and be proud. Lachu v'tiyu amitzim, go and be strong. Ki atem hador chadash shel Meginei Yisrael. You are the new generation of defenders of Israel. Shemru al atzmechem, guard yourself. Imagine. This isn't a poem from Rabbi Yehuda Levi. It's not a story from 1,000 years ago. It's not a dream. It's a reality of today. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Gog and Magog, really, you're going to fight with me? Really, you're going to win? Shemru al chaverchem, guard your friends. And always remember, anachnu nilcham lo rak b'shvil hayom. We're not only fighting for today. Ala gam b'shvil machar. We're fighting for the future of Am Yisrael. Yachad navtiach et bitachon Yisrael l'dorot haba'im. Together we will ensure the security of Israel for the future generations. Shalom uvracha, chayal v'oz, lachem lochamei polagot ha'totchanim, shomrei habayit. And he ends by calling all 3 times. I was there, I saw. Am Yisrael Chai. And the 120 soldiers scream back, Am Yisrael Chai. And he screams, Am Yisrael Chai. And they scream back, Am Yisrael Chai. Am Yisrael Chai. Am Yisrael Chai. I wish you a Shabbat Shalom, a Chodesh Tov, and a Purim Sameach. Thank you so much, everybody. Yeah.